Good morning, good people. It is 14th November 2020. The readings are from 3rd John verses 5 to 8 and the gospel is Luke chapter 18 verse 1 to 8. By supporting the missionaries of the gospel, we become the partners in spreading the good news. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. Guest at home is God at home. Do we still believe this statement? Have we changed our perspective? Are we scared to entertain the untimely visitors with respect, love and care? To be hospitable to the strangers, especially those who bring the word of God to us, is the expression of working for truth. In explaining the stranger on the road, Pope Francis points out in his latest encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, number 66, by his actions, the Good Samaritan showed that the existence of each and every individual is deeply tied to that of others. Life is not simply time that passes. Life is a time for interactions. Unquote. Hospitality is the openness and generosity without any conditions attached, an attitude, an opportunity, a moment of grace to experience that we have the power to share our love and care abundantly. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2. Hospitality does not cost us when we love people genuinely. Jesus encourages us not to give up in prayer when we are denied repeatedly for no reason at all. Let us keep bothering God until we obtain it. The poor widow in the gospel was not ashamed to be refused by the judge repeatedly. Yet she persisted praying her petitions before the judge and got what she prayed for. Persistence in prayer aids us to accept the delay. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. Psalm 34 verse 6. May the Lord help us to be hospitable to the missionaries, the strangers, and the immigrants. Have a lovely day. God bless you.